Hey y'all, I'm Mandy.
I'm Carrie, and this is Monstrous. All right, so this week is going to be a little lighter. It is a true crime case, but it's not like a murder or like anything like that. This week, we're going to go farther up north and across the border of Minnesota into Canada. This case seems like it came right out of a movie, and like there's no way that it's real. But it is in fact real, and is one of the most infamous cases in Canadian history. This is the unusual case of the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. To start, I'm going to give some background, because honestly, I did not think that maple syrup was so complex, or that it was even that big of a deal. But it actually is, especially in Canada. So the indigenous people of the Eastern Woodlands harvested maple syrup before the European settlers ever arrived. Once they arrived, they taught the settlers how to tap maple trees and how to reduce the sap into maple syrup. This had led Quebec to become the major producer of maple syrup and other maple products. Canada is the leading producer and exporter of maple products, with Quebec producing 75% of the world's maple syrup and other maple products. In 2020, Quebec itself had contributed 96.4% of Canadian maple product exports. That's a lot of syrup.
Yeah.
This simple condiment has become Canada's moneymaker, giving maple syrup the nickname of liquid gold. Without this, Canada would not be as profitable as it is today. Because of the demand and how important maple syrup was to their country, the creation of the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, also known as FPAC, was formed in 1966. The FPAC was tasked with taking the small business of making, regulating, and selling maple syrup and turn it into what it is today. Because harvesting maple syrup only happens during the winter months, before the FPAC was created, supplies were low and demand was high. So very few people actually made a decent living. But as we all know, today, maple syrup business is booming and probably will be for a very long time. This was accomplished by keeping a reserve of maple syrup at all times, and this reserve was established and built up in 2000. This was done to ensure that the cost of maple syrup remained the same and was available and ready at all times. So how many gallons do you think are in one barrel?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Like one of those big white barrels that you see in warehouses.
A lot.
One barrel contains 31 gallons of maple syrup.
Jesus.
What is the value of that barrel that you
use? Oh, it's got to be a lot. Over 1,000.
One barrel today, that's 31 gallons of maple syrup, is about $1,800 in U.S. dollars.
Wow.
That is about 24 times the cost of U.S. crude oil.
Damn.
So maple syrup costs more than oil does.
That's insane.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. So there are going to be a lot of money conversions throughout this case because it did take place in Canada and their value of dollar is different than ours. But I did convert it. So I have the Canadian dollar amount, as well as what the U.S. dollar amount would be. So this heist took place at a warehouse in St. Louis de Blanford, Quebec, which is a small town that is located northeast of Montreal. In 2011, this warehouse had increased its reserve size, and by 2012, it had housed about $30 million worth of maple syrup. So it's safe to say that the warehouse was filled to the brim with this liquid gold. And the thieves, who have been referred to as the Maple Syrup Cartel, knew this was their own personal gold mine. In 2011, Over a period of 10 months, a large group of thieves made off with, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
9,571 barrels of maple syrup.
Jesus. Holy shit.
That is a lot of maple syrup.
That's a lot.
You want to know the exact amount?
And yes.
So these barrels equaled to about 3,000 tons, which is over 6,000 pounds of maple syrup.
That's insane.
Are you ready to hear the value of the maple syrup stolen?
Yeah.
That is around $18.7 million Canadian dollars.
Holy shit.
Which is $14.5 million U.S. dollars.
That's insane.
That is a shit ton of maple syrup and a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those of you that tons and money mean nothing, the amount of syrup stolen was enough syrup for 183 million pancakes.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of fucking pancakes.
That's a shitload.
So, the heist was revealed during a routine inventory inspection in July of 2012 by the FPAC, which is also referred to as QMSP. As the inspector was conducting his check, he climbed onto a stack of barrels, and one nearly fell over. He knew that this was impossible because a full barrel of maple syrup weighs... Do you want to take a guess before I tell you?
I have no clue. I know it's got to be insane.
Oh, yeah. A full barrel of maple syrup weighs about 270 kilograms, or, for those of us in America, 595 pounds.
Jesus.
So climbing on top of one of these barrels would not cause it to tip over.
Right.
So the inspector opened the barrel that nearly fell over, along with some others, and discovered that they were empty. Upon further investigation, it was discovered that many of the barrels that appeared to be full were actually filled with water.
With water?
Yep, with water.
So they took the syrup out and then filled them up with water.
Yep. The weight of those aren't even similar.
Right.
So along with this, some of the barrels had appeared to be dirty and were covered in rust, despite the fact that the facility was extremely clean and the fact that maple syrup does not oxidize. So the barrel shouldn't have been rusty.
Right.
The facility had no security cameras, and there was no evidence of the theft. So finding the thieves would prove to be a difficult task. Although it was a hard case, no one was willing to let it go unpunished. The Quebec Provincial Police, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and the Canadian Border Services Agency all dove into the investigation, determined to find the clever criminals who appeared to have a sweet tooth for crime and for maple syrup. The investigation revealed a very sophisticated operation that involved many people, including people that had worked within the warehouse. The stolen syrup had been transported and then sold to buyers that had no idea they were even buying stolen syrup. The buyers had a range in distance, including within the U.S., New Brunswick, Ontario, and even other parts of Quebec. The investigation had revealed that the heist was headed by individuals who had access to the warehouse in the same industrial park as the reserve. It was figured out that from October of 2011 to August of 2012, a group of men were taking barrels and siphoning the syrup out and putting it into their own barrels. The empty barrels were refilled with water before returning the barrels back to the reserve warehouse. The thieves then took their stolen syrup and distributed it to legitimate operations located in New Brunswick, and it was then sold and shipped to locations in Ontario and the U.S., as well as on the black market. This was all figured out by tracing the thieves' footsteps and following the syrup, basically. So, in other words, the case was worked by the book. They chased down every lead, questioned every witness, all in an effort to find those responsible and identify the ringleaders. By the time they were done, investigators had interviewed over 300 people and issued 40 search warrants.
And that's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah. 300 people. Over maple syrup.
But that's a lot of money, though.
It is. It is.
I mean, that's an insane amount of money for some pancake syrup.
Right?
Like, who would think that you're pouring, like, that's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. I did not think, like, maple syrup was taken this seriously.
Me neither.
But it really is. Like, which now after looking into it, I get it. Because for Canadians, that's their breadwinner, basically. So
right.
For us here in the U.S. and maybe even other countries, it's just a condiment. We don't see it as anything special. But without the maple syrup business, Canada wouldn't be what it is today.
Right.
So it makes sense that they take it as seriously as they took this.
Right.
It's still funny, though. At the end of the investigation, the arresting agencies identified and arrested 26 people in connection with the heist.
Damn.
Yeah. Some of those involved had pled guilty. Others had charges dropped, and even more went to trial. They'd also seized 2 forklifts, tanker trucks, which were used to transport the stolen syrup, and 4 huge kettles that were used to boil the syrup down. The ringleader was identified as Richard Valarez. I could be saying that wrong. Another key figure in the heist was identified as Reynold Desjardins. These two were clearly the biggest trials featured in this entire thing. So Richard Valarez had an alleged reputation of being a barrel roller. A barrel roller is someone who buys and sells syrup directly from producers and bypasses the Federation. He had learned of the reserve from Avik Caron, might be Caron, whose spouse was a co-owner of the warehouse where the stockpile was being held. Caron testified that he had not actually met Valarez until shortly after the syrup had began to be stolen. So according to him, he had no idea what was going on. To me, it's kind of a coincidence that he learned about it from you and your spouse works there.
Right.
But I could be wrong. Valarez was found guilty of fraud, trafficking, and theft. He was then sentenced to 8 years in prison and fined. Do you want to guess how much he was fined?
Oh, it's got to be unbelievable.
$9.4 million Canadian dollars.
Which would be what for us?
$6.9 million.
Jeez, holy shit.
He had 10 years to pay this fine. And if it was not paid within 10 years, he would get an additional 6 years in prison.
Wow.
Which at the time, this was the harshest punishment handed down out of all of punishments given. Valarez later won an appeal, and the fine was reduced to 1 million Canadian dollars, which would be $734,885 U.S. dollars.
Hmm.
But in 2022, Canada's top court disagreed with the decision. They stated that the court did not have the power to diminish the fine and restored the original fine that he was ordered to pay. So here he is. He won his appeal, thought, oh, okay. You know, I'm off by $8.4 million. guess what? Nuh-uh. You got to pay the whole amount.
Surprise.
Nope. They said, we're not doing that. We're not playing this game with you. Reynald Desjardins was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and he was fined $1.2 million Canadian dollars. Which this would be $881,964 US dollars.
Holy shit.
Yeah. During the sentencing, the judge cited Canadian law, which states that when stolen property cannot be returned to its owner, the fine given must equal the value of the stolen goods. And so the fines were set and they would remain. According to the prosecutor, the gang used trucks to move barrels out of the reserve to a sugar shack where they would siphon the syrup out. Similar to how you would, you know, siphon gas out of a truck.
Right.
It was siphoned into their own barrels, and they would refill the original barrels with water. As the operation grew, the ringleaders brought on more and more people. And eventually, they just straight up began to siphon the syrup out of the barrels right there in the reserve.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're like, let's just save us some time here. So, as some of you may have noticed, the fines given were much less than the stolen amount of $18.7 million, right? Well, that's because during the investigation, they were able to recover 450 tons of the stolen maple syrup.
That's a lot.
But some of it had to be destroyed because it was deemed not safe for human consumption. In the end, they were able to recover about two-thirds of the stolen syrup. So out of 9,571 stolen barrels, they were able to recover only 6,300 barrels from across Canada, and the rest is believed to have found its way into the U.S.
Damn.
So there were no cameras or alarms in place at the time of the heist. But why would they feel the need to? Who thinks someone's going to steal a bunch of maple syrup?
Right.
The heist had shown vulnerabilities within the storage and their monitoring services. So, since the theft, the reserve location has implemented some very steep security measures. It's like a prison for maple syrup. I'm not even kidding. I have here. I will send you a picture of it.
Yeah, let me see.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I thought I had pulled up the wrong thing. Like, I thought it was a legit prison. Let me find it here and I'll send it to you. It's crazy. Like, they take this so serious.
Well, yeah, look how much money that is.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, okay, they take it serious. All right, I get it. You know what I mean? But then I seen a picture of it. There are two pictures from the outside of the facility.
Oh, wow.
The rest I'll put on the Facebook page.
It looks like a prison.
Yeah. Like, when I seen them, I thought that I had clicked on the wrong thing. And then I actually read the article and I was like, holy cow. They were not playing when they beefed up security.
Not at all. It looks like a maximum security prison.
Yes, it does. So, there now stands an 8-foot-high fence and a very elaborate security system. In order to gain access, visitors and employees must insert a code. There are now cameras everywhere. There are two satellite buildings and an alarm system outside and inside the location. Behind that 8-foot fence and military-like security stands a 235,000 square foot warehouse. And inside that warehouse is 18 million kilograms of maple syrup. That is 39,683,207 pounds of maple syrup.
That's insane.
That syrup is stored inside 63,000 white barrels that are stacked five high in dozens of rows. The heist today still remains a legendary tale. It showcases the length in which criminals will go to for those high-value products. This case has captured global attention, often being dubbed as the Maple Syrup Cartel. This case has been featured in movies and TV shows, including one on Netflix. The series is called Dirty Money and the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist was featured in their first season, episode 5. The members of the Maple Syrup Cartel had a major sweet tooth for crime, and for it, they paid a hefty fine. And that is the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist.
That's insane.
Yep. I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? Somebody's stealing maple syrup?
Right.
Like, who does that? And then I looked into it, and I was like, well, I guess it makes sense with how much it costs. $18 million worth of syrup. I never would have thought syrup would cost that much or ever even have a value of that.
Right. That's wild.
Yep. But I guess it makes sense because the only time you can harvest it is during the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because the trees, so during the dead of winter, so the best time to harvest or to tap a maple tree is from like beginning to mid of January to the mid of March. And that's because during the winter, the tree is dead. It's not growing.
Oh.
You can tap it during the summer, but you're not really going to get anything. Like, it's going to take a long time. You'd get like a couple drops of sap in days.
Right.
But during mid-January to mid-March, the sap comes from the root and it goes up into the tree and gives the leaves and the branches and everything a big boost of nutrients and sugar and things like that. So that way it can prepare to grow in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so that time frame, because the tree is producing the most sap, is the best time to harvest. And that's typically when, harvesters, I'm not really sure what they're called, do harvest, because you tap it and you can put a bucket in and you're going to get a large, steady flow of that sap.
Right.
Any other time of the year, you're not going to get that. So, I mean, technically you can harvest any other time, but it doesn't really make sense to.
Yeah, you're not going to get much.
Yeah. So, I guess how much it cost, I guess, makes sense because of that. It just baffles my mind. It's just crazy to me to think somebody went in and stole a ton of maple syrup.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's funny to me. It's so funny. Yep. So I have a bunch of sources that I used. There's some YouTube videos that you can find. You just have to, you know, Google Maple Syrup Cartel or the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist, and it'll pull it up. There's the Netflix series. Yeah. It's been featured in a lot of TV shows and true crime series, documentaries, things like that. There's a couple books that I found on Kindle as well that have this case in it. The one that I used, it's True Canadian Crime Stories. So it has a bunch of different crime stories from Canada in there. This was one, so I used it. There's a site that it talks about it a little bit. It's Made in Canada Gifts. You can get on there and like order maple syrup products from them. It was featured in a Vanity Fair article, on ABC News, on CBC News. This story was huge. It was everywhere when it happened.
Hell, I bet.
And really, like, if you think about it, it was the perfect time for it to be figured out, because it was in 2011, 2012. So, you know, the internet and news channels and all of that was, like, at its peak.
Yeah.
During that time. So it was literally everywhere. Nope. I thought that would be a good one.
That was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You learned something new in it. And it's a little more lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
I just couldn't help it. I thought it was funny.
It was definitely different.
Fucking syrup. Oh, and then you want to know what else I learned in our research? So, you know, we have like the Great Value brand syrup and the Aunt Jemima syrup and like all those, right? That we have all used. I mean, I've ate that stuff since I was a kid, right?
Right.
That is not real maple syrup.
Oh.
Yep.
Hmm.
So basically, we've been eating fake syrup our whole lives.
Well, that's some bullshit.
Right?
Huh. Now I want to taste syrup.
So, the real maple syrup that you can get at the store is, like, the kinds that are, like, in the maple leaf jars that have, like, the Canada emblems on them. That's real maple syrup.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that expensive shit.
Yeah.
That's, like, damn, $6 a bottle.
Well, I see why. Yeah.
Me too. But yep, that's real, genuine maple syrup. The stuff that we all grew up eating, that's fake. It's not real. It's synthetic. That's probably what's wrong with all of us. We've eaten fake maple syrup.
Yep.
That's why everybody's crazy. Oh, so, yep, that is the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. That's it.
That was a good one.
I thought it was funny. I laughed so hard when I seen it.
It was. It was a good one.
I couldn't believe it. Fucking maple syrup. Out of all things you could steal, fucking syrup.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money, though.
It is. It's still just, like, really, like, syrup.
Yeah.
Even with the amount of money, I'm still just like most people go rob a bank or they steal jewelry or nope. This group of guys decided, nah, we're going to go steal some syrup.
Some syrup.
I love the name that they were given, the Maple Syrup Cartel. That is such a
good name. I know. That's what was crazy.
That name is just great. It's fantastic. Such a good one. Okay, should we say our goodbye?
Yep. Watch for monsters.
And don't kill people.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Please be sure to rate and review so we can make sure we give y'all a podcast you love. Be sure to subscribe so you get notifications each week when episodes air.
If you want to send us a case or a topic suggestion, you can email us at monstroustcpod@gmail.com.
Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page for updates along with information and photos for each week's episodes.